Within the past few weeks, many updates to operating systems have been released. Windows 10 for PCs and OS X El Capitan for Mac. These new operating systems are designed to make your computer more functional. But new operating systems can put a strain on older computers. If your computer is more than a few years old, the new updates might make your computer sluggish. Turning on your computer and waiting for it to start may take longer. Programs may open more slowly. Buying a new computer may seem like the only way to get a faster computer. But replacing your computer's hard drive with a solid-state drive, SSD, may save you money and make your computer run more quickly. Why use an SSD? If your computer runs slowly, you may want to replace your hard drive with an SSD. Hard drives have spinning disks that slow down or wear out. They can cause your computer to crash or stop working. SSDs use chips and have no moving parts. When your computer uses an SSD, it will start, open programs, and turn off faster than with a standard hard drive. According to Bruce Burrows of Bruce B. News, replacing a conventional hard drive with a solid-state hard drive, SSD, will improve the day-to-day experience more than the processor, memory, or other components. It works so well, you may feel the computer has been strapped to a rocket. SSDs used to cost more money and have less storage than traditional hard drives. But today, you can buy SSDs with 512 gigabytes of storage for under $200. Should you upgrade to an SSD? First, make sure that your computer is worth upgrading to an SSD. If your computer was an inexpensive model when you bought it many years ago, then spending money on an SSD probably doesn't make sense. But if you invested in a decent computer within the past couple of years, adding an SSD may make a big difference in speed. It will delay buying a new computer for a while. How to upgrade to an SSD? You have two choices in upgrading to an SSD. Do it yourself or ask someone else to do it. If you're not sure which to choose, check out YouTube tutorials. Search YouTube for a video of someone upgrading your model of computer to an SSD. YouTube is filled with videos, many by helpful computer experts who will walk you through the process of upgrading. Watch the video and see if upgrading your computer to an SSD is a job you want to try. Let someone else do the upgrade. If taking apart your computer isn't something you want to try, then ask around to find someone who has done it. Check with people who may actually enjoy the task. If asking a friend isn't possible, hire a professional. Do the upgrade yourself. You can upgrade to an SSD if you are good with tech or brave, or both. Upgrading isn't difficult. You could have a speedy computer in a few minutes and save the cost of buying a new computer. What you'll need: screwdrivers, SSD, bootable operating system, thumb drive, backup copy of the data on your hard drive, time to restore the data onto your SSD from your hard drive. Courage not to panic. Many companies that make SSD drives have a website to help you see which SSD drive would work with your computer. First steps. Important. Be sure to back up your data to an external hard drive or to cloud computing. You will restore that data to the SSD after installation. You will also need to make a copy of your operating system, Windows 10, Windows 8, OS X, for example, that you can put on your new SSD. This is called a bootable copy of your operating system. YouTube or Google will lead you to a site that shows how to make a bootable copy of your operating system. Search Bootable Copy of Windows 10 or Bootable Copy of El Capitan or whatever operating system that's on your computer now. Doing the upgrade. Taking apart the computer and replacing the hard drive with an SSD should only take a few minutes. If you haven't done so already, find a YouTube video of someone upgrading your model computer to an SSD. Computer models are very different, especially laptops and desktops. Make sure you find a video of your model computer or one very close to yours. Watch the video a couple of times and then follow the steps. Make sure you have a second computer, a phone, or a tablet to watch the video while you're taking your computer apart. Here is a sample video showing how to replace a hard drive with an SSD that I used when I upgraded my 2011 MacBook Pro last week. When I upgraded my computer to an SSD, I followed these steps. Your steps may be different depending on the computer you have. I unscrewed the screws that held my laptop computer together. Then, I opened the back of the computer. I found the hard drive and unscrewed the bracket that holds it in place. I removed the hard drive carefully and unplugged the cable connecting the hard drive to my computer. I unscrewed the screws on the side of my old hard drive and screwed them into the sides of the new SSD. I plugged the cable into my SSD drive and put it in the place where the old hard drive was. I screwed the bracket in to hold it in place. I closed my computer and put the screws back in place. I was then ready to reload my operating system and data. Note that restoring the operating system and your data could take quite a while, depending on how much data you had on your old hard drive. Also, note that your hard drive still has your data on it. You can turn it into an external hard drive or destroy it. Your computer feels like new. When you turn on your computer with the new SSD, it will respond very quickly. No more waiting for programs to load. Opening them should seem instant. If you put the SSD into your laptop computer, you may find that the battery lasts much longer now. For Carolyn Nicander Moore, I'm Mario Ritter.